It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It is time for the trending report. I was just raving off the air quickly about a documentary I'm watching. I just made it to episode 6 last night. For old school wrestling fans, Vince McMahon's documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I thought it was
so good.
It's so good. And I'm too young to be that old school wrestling fan, but I still love the documentary. It's really good.
I mean,
good.
It covers the WWF from beginning until like current.
Yeah.
So it's really, really interesting. Dude was a punk.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's the character he played his whole time on WWF, WWE. I mean, I watched that with my dad growing up. So he's been a part of wrestling for a long time. Where do you watch this? Is it Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't remember
what
it's called,
McMahon
or something like that.
So you guys were
six-part.
You guys were the era of
Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant.
Did you ever
IRS, you remember?
Sergeant
Ted
Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase and Irvin R. Schweister.
A lot of names. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're more The Rock and John Cena.
Money.
Was there ever a time that you guys actually thought that was real? Because I think it's the dumbest
thing
in the entire world.
Well, sure,
as a kid.
Yeah, and my dad played it up too, right? Like, they're going to the top rope. Oh, this could be bad, kids.
Yeah.
This could be bad.
Remember the Broncos legend who joined that? Lyle Alzado. Remember him?
May he rest. Yes.
Yeah, may he rest.
Yes.
He was one of the guys that joined, or he did a wrestling match, I believe. Yeah.
I will say, though, it's just a fun show to watch.
It is.
Because
it
do definitely cover how fake it is.
Yeah.
And everything that goes in behind the scenes. Highly recommend it. And actually, while we're on the subject, too, this one was on Max, the brand new Christopher Reeves documentary that's out as well.
Oh.
It talks about Christopher Reeves and his rise to Superman. Which the new trailer for Superman, the new one's coming out tomorrow, I believe.
Yep.
But it covers his rise and the accident and all the way to his death. And it's a heck of a show to watch, too. It'll give you the feels.
Yeah, giving Chris Reeves his chrysanthemums. Yeah.
I have never seen.
What?
Sorry, that's an Eminem lyric.
What?
Yeah, he talks about Chris Reeves a lot. And
Katie,
so giving
not
Chris
in
Reeves
a good
his
way.
Chrysanthemums.
He doesn't talk about him in a good
no,
way.
But he gives him his flowers.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Eminem, I don't know why he hates him so much, but...
Okay.
I don't know what any of this means.
I've never
seen
Chris Reeves.
We're moving on. It's good. Watch it.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. Right. It really is.
Katie, what's trending locally?
Let's get to it.
Thanks for ruining my story.
Well, you should... Okay. Fine. You should be very careful if you're parking in Cherry Creek. How about that?
Okay.
So there are meters on Clayton Street that look just like Denver parking meters, right? But if you park there and you get a ticket... It's going to cost you $92 instead of the average $40. So these parking meters are owned by a private parking company. They're not owned by Denver Parking. And so it's weird. Like when you roll up to them, you can't even tell that they're different except for a little sticker in the corner of the meter. So just be careful if you're parking in downtown Cherry Creek. A lot of people are talking about these meters on Clayton Street and how they're just a little different. They don't follow the rules of the regular Denver parking meters either. Like if you're handicapped, if you have a handicapped sticker usually in Denver, you can park for free at those meters, but this
they don't care.
They'll give you a $92
that's a
ticket.
Jerk move.
So just be careful.
Screw you.
Yeah, down in
what
Cherry Creek
move.
And they're right on Clayton Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. Broncos, they're going to play football on Saturday. Not this coming Saturday,
December. No, they play tomorrow.
They do play tomorrow, but then they'll also play December 28th, which isn't the Sunday that they were supposed to play.
Why'd they move them around?
The NFL decided their week, Game 17 against Cincinnati, is going to take place on this day, part of three games that they're going to play on this Saturday. And I think it's just the NFL gets to do that, right? Like, this has been TBD on the schedule since
the
it came out.
The entire season, yeah. They like to do the thing towards the end of the year. Multiple teams will play Saturday and then Sunday. And then they take the Monday night football games are done.
Yeah.
So it's Saturday, Sunday, like a weekend event thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's three games left, right?
There's three games left. And this and they're all
big.
They've
won nine?
Yeah. They've won nine so far. I know. You need 10.
I know.
Your pal. Yeah.
I told
10.
My buddy about the bet. If you guys haven't heard it, at the beginning of the season, I said Broncos would win 10 games and be done. 10. 10
I love
wins.
That all these analysts
and
in the entire world.
He put a bet on it.
Yeah. All these analysts all over that, you know, get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars on ESPN. You know, totally wrong in their prediction on how the Broncos were we're going to do.
I nailed it.
Jeremy, the guy that hasn't watched a Broncos game in since 2009.
Like a
2009,
full Broncos game in years.
Dude
yeah.
predicts it on the
I'm
nose, essentially.
It.
I mean,
I talked
come
to
on.
Him yesterday, and this online betting app will give you options to cash out, you know, before the actual, you know, the end of the bet, just because they don't want the bet to hit, and they'll just offer you. They'll entice you money to get out of it. They have stopped, and the prediction, they send you a prediction, and he said the prediction is 10 wins on the app. So
that's so crazy, man.
Isn't that nutty?
That is unbelievable.
That is.
I'm going to laugh if
you are going to laugh. So where you're going to buy Broncos stuff and wear it in here. I'm the biggest fan.
I'm going to get one of those ugly Broncos jackets and walk around full Broncos gear.
You're going to rock the Letterman.
Yes. Called it. But
let's go ahead and jump to Josh's story about the canned food drive real quick.
Yeah, this was really cool, you guys. It shows that big impacts can come from the smallest places. Uh-huh. A bunch of preschoolers across the Denver metro area came together in November and December, and they donated 14,420 canned goods, or a total of $18,200 worth of cans to local nonprofits. It's part of the Primrose School's annual caring and giving food drive. And as part of that curriculum, it just entices, or it wants young children to get involved in their community and show that they really can make a difference.
What a bunch of show-offs.
Jer, if you're starting at, you know, elementary school, preschool age, that hopefully will
take
hold of you and
it
will carry on. So when you start them really young, like preschoolers, I remember doing this. You get so excited to bring the cans to your school and give and hopefully make a difference. And that has stuck with me. I mean, I remember doing it in kindergarten, and I'm now 29 years old.
You haven't done it since, honestly.
And
how many cans was it?
14,420. So it was 18,000 total dollars. Yeah. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's helping. Since 2019, man, Primrose Schools have donated 1.5 million food items to local organizations that have been in need. So I think that's really, really cool.
That's a solid fist bump.
Yeah.
Good job, kiddos.
Good job.
Here's something completely different. Katie, I know you're a fan of South Park.
I love it.
Do you know how many times they've killed off Kenny?
It was every episode for a minute.
It was every episode for the first six seasons, it sounds like, and then they kind of got sick of the shtick.
They got sick of him.
Yeah.
So somebody went through and added up how many times they've killed Kenny, and the number is smaller than I thought it would be after they've been on for so many years.
200 times.
Okay, what do you say?
So six seasons, 20?
Beep, boop, bop, boop,
yeah, I'd say about 157 times.
Whoa, you're pretty close. 128 times.
Hey!
98 times on the regular series, 14 times in specials and shorts. Twice in the movie and 14 times in video games.
You killed Kenny.
Oh, that person doesn't have a job who just figured all of that out.
I know, right?
A lot of time on their hands.
No life at all.
Unless you're 14 times in the video games.
What else is going on? Keith Urban kind of had a funny story. He was doing some sort of podcast, and he was explaining that when he forgets the lyrics while performing, he pretends that there's a microphone problem. And, like, he just starts, you know, mouthing and, like, acting confused and hitting the mic and everything.
That's
so
awesome.
He's acting like the mic is cutting in and out. And the roadies and, like, people that, you know, the tech crew, they come and actually start messing with the mic and trying to fix it while he, you know, continues to play.
That's so
funny.
Isn't
that slick?
I feel like that's really smart. Yeah, when I would do that, you know, if I was him, I'd be like, okay, crowd, it's your turn. Like, just talk to them.
Where you stick the mic out into the
that's
crowd,
where you
right?
Go.
Now you go.
Your turn.
Then they'll remind you easily, and you go, okay, back into it. Yeah.
He should have kept that to himself, don't you
I know,
think?
Shut
like,
up,
that's
dude.
That's a secret. Like,
it's comfortable in the podcast. It gets comfortable.
Here's a couple feel-goods. A woman from Virginia got her Heathcliff lunchbox back more than 40 years after she lost it at school. A plumber found it tucked inside some sort of access panel in the wall.
Wow.
The school is able to track her down because her mom wrote her note with her name inside.
Aww.
Like, as moms do, they leave you a little note in the lunchbox. So somebody must have taken it and hid it, you know, and now 40 years later, a plumber found it.
Yeah, how'd it get into a wall?
I know, right? Jerk kids.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. And another one of these stories, a dude in Detroit found an old library book he forgot, and he returned it 50 years later, it sounds like.
Better late than never.
The Baseball's Zaniest Stars, published in 71, and he found it on a shelf. They say that they did waive the fine. They added it up. It would have been $4,500 in fines for this goofy book that he
That's
found.
Not that much for 50 years
right?
later.
Not too shabby.
It's like 10 cents a day or something.
Not too shabby.
Not
if you're
bad.
Feeling a little down in the dumps, they say to help fight depression, just get your steps in every day.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
they
telling
say
you.
Even 1,000 steps will lower your risk of depression by like 10%. But they say you want to shoot for like at least 7,500 steps.
Yeah.
The range was 7,500 to 10,000 steps a day, showed significantly fewer depressive symptoms.
Absolutely.
So, Katie, the thing, you just move.
Yeah, you and I were talking about it yesterday off air about you were getting your steps in. Yeah. Like, you got a lot. And I was like, yeah, you should always try to get around 10,000, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I aim for like 15,000, but I do a lot of walking. And
that's
they
why
say,
she's so happy.
Exactly. Well, and they say just
to
piggyback on that, to be outside for at least 50 minutes a day, that is kind of the mark you want to hit
when it
comes to it being good for you. Like being outside, walking, 50 minutes, that's when you hit that mark. So, yeah.
That's the, I was just listening to a podcast about this, and they say just move, constantly be moving, because if you don't, if you're sitting on the couch, you're laying in bed, even sitting in your car, that's when all your negative thoughts and emotions start creeping in. When
it
you're
is.
Just lethargic and not doing anything. Well, so go out and,
move
and it pushes it all out.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing where people are, you know, the bed rotting thing that people do. And they're just like, I just, you know, I love to rot in bed. And I'm like, that's so not good.
It's not
bed sores are not cute.
No.
They really are.
They're
although
not.
Some people are into them.
No.
Here's this story since I teased it. I always feel like a dork when I order a Michelob Ultra at a restaurant.
You
why?
Should.
Wait, whoa.
Because
wait,
it's
why?
Just all, it's like drinking water.
Right.
It's like, Michelob Ultra.
Well, what about a Coors Light? Is that the same thing?
No, Michelob Ultra is even worse.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's
well,
story here says
them, so
Michelob Ultra is now the most popular draft beer at American bars, beating out Bud Light nationwide. Michelob Ultra number one.
Wow.
Do you like Bud Light, Jared? That I
no,
think that tastes
I'm not a fan.
So bad.
You know, it's funny. When I drank, I would do the microbrewery, like I'm talking IPA, hazy, like
something thick.
Make it. Yeah, exactly. I want to.
Why does that not surprise
it.
Me?
Like. Just saying,
that
like that's
me?
The kind of beer. Like if it's gonna, if I'm gonna drink a beer.
I want
it to taste like
I want a
beer.
Meal in a glass.
Yeah.
A whole
I want.
Loaf of bread in my beer. Thank you.
It's a good thing you're getting your steps in now, Katie.
I know exactly.
Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. A funny TikTok video this morning that you can just kind of shake your head at. 34-year-old TikToker is trending this morning after she just found out. There's a little clip that holds the gas pump handle down when you're filling up the car.
Come on.
And it was a hallelujah moment for her, and she recorded it, and now everyone thinks she's a moron.
I can't even.
see that video on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. That's it, you guys. You're up to date on everything trending here at Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.